WJW Mobile.
4HX, you're out late today.
We wanted country fried steak and white gravy. So here I go over to Little Level to get country fried steak and white gravy with fried okra and mac and cheese.
Have a good meal.
If you get too much, it gets old really fast, but if you go there sparingly, it's pretty good.
I eat there from time to time. Like you say, though, it's not every week, it's not every month, it's a couple times a year, maybe.
Not the club, but the people that are members of the club. Not an official club event, but the people that are members, were used to be members of the club, used to meet there every Friday night. It was a lot of fun. But, man, did it get old, the food. I mean, the camaraderie was fun, but the sushi, and I just can't do sushi.
I'd rather eat at the Little Rebel every Friday night than anything to do with sushi.
Big, big, big sushi fans, and they loved it, so I didn't complain, I just didn't go. I just can't eat raw fish.
I can't blame you there, I'm with you.
Weekend, you got big plans for the weekend, or you just gonna relax?
Gonna do some Christmas shopping for the angel tree at my wife's school where she works. That's what we got planned for tomorrow.
Getting out and getting together. You know, while you're working, while you're young like you are and you're working, you don't get to spend near enough time together, so anything you're doing where you're out doing it together is going to be fun.
And it's just the two of us at home now. Son's, he's married and moved out. And so empty nesters, we're not buying gifts like we used to. So we enjoy going and doing it for the school.
The little ones fly the coop. You're left there alone. That's it's good to have a dog or two. All right, something, or a cat. We got two dogs and a cat now. That's, I think we were made to nurture. Anyway, I just, after Maggie passed away, my party Yorkie, man, was that house ever quiet. Cat just doesn't cut it. Cats just lay around in the sunshine in the Taj Mahal and sleeps all day long. I had to do something different because it's really quiet when all the kids leave.
And, it's been very quiet around here since my little dog passed away back in February. But we haven't got another one yet, and trying to decide if we want to. The wife is against it, but I'm for it. So we'll see who wins out.
Same situation we had. She wanted to wait a long time, and I'm thinking, oh, no, can't wait. I'll take care of it. It was going to be just one. Well, why don't you just think about getting two? And that's all she had to say. And then where we were looking for them, I had already picked one out. And she came back and she sent me a text message, I think, or something like that, that said, Jane has a sister. And Jane's sister's name was Cindy. That's the name they gave them where we got them from. They're Abby and Sophie now. But that's all it took for me.
In yet, so I hadn't worn out. But we're still working on it. She's not trying not to pay me any attention over here right now.
But they're worth it. 100% worth it. In the mornings when I get up before Amy does, long before she does, and I give them their treats and take them to do their business and then give them their treats, and then they play in the office with me for a while until it's time for her to get up, and then I just remove the baby gate, and they have stairs they can climb into the bed with, and that's how she gets awake every morning. Is two puppies just smothering her in love every single morning. What better way to wake up than that, huh?
I didn't get a good look.
That's a wonderful way to wake up. And then when she gets home from work, they're just all over her. Or if I go, like I went out today to do some deliveries, and when I got home, they were just all over me. They just, nothing like puppy love.
And where we're gone so long during the day is what our issue is, because my days are so long, and she's gone during the day, and the dog's here at the house by itself 10, 12 hours a day. That's what our concern is.
I got lucky with the last one that I had, but the three that I had before that, they had each other during the day. They were still happy as could be. And that's another reason to get two, because we never went on vacation when we only had one, because we weren't going to leave her alone at a place that would board them, board her and be gone for a week and leave her lonely for a week. But if you got two of them, they have each other. And what we had before just the one was three of them, a Palm and two Yorkies. And those little guys, they had a blast.
She's a one at a time. She's the only child, so she likes one at a time.
It's my turn at the window, so if I disappear on you, you'll know what happened. But when it's right, you'll know it, she'll know it. It'll be a good thing. We've never been. The night we got married, the day we got married, she was reading something in a paper, and it had something about puppy Yorkies. And she showed it to me, and we looked at each other, and we decided we would go see if we could get one of them. It was down in Beaufort, South Carolina, and we went down there and fell in love with Harry Dog and had him the first 15 years. And we have never been without a dog. We've always had overlaps with one or another, but when Maggie passed away, we didn't have a dog. And I told her, we're dog people. We can't go without a dog. We can't do that.
I've had dogs my entire life, too. I guess we went a few years there when we got married. We didn't have one, didn't we? It wasn't long, but... And then she passed away, and then we got this one, and it's coming up on a year. Haven't had one, so not quite a year yet, but I don't know. I'm not liking it.
For that, I was placing my order. He came on shortly after I unkeyed.
We were married, and then we got a dog shortly thereafter, and have had one pretty much the whole time, one or another, until now.
Right. All of it. Eventually, we'll need to be filled. I know you still love your previous dog that you had, and I'll always, feel that way about Harry and Sydney and Bridget and Maggie, but that's the four that we've gone through since we've been married, and they're all special in their own way. But hard for me to go with. When I was a kid, I always had German Shepherds. The whole time I was growing up, I always had at least two German Shepherds. All the way up until, I left the country to go live in France, I had dogs. So I can't not have a dog to take care of.
Yeah, I like having them around too. The company, the playfulness, and then just, if something's going on that you need to know about, they generally pretty good about telling you.
Debbie, our first one, Harry Dog, the first Yorkie that we got on our wedding day, we lived in an apartment, Oak Ridge, over there off of 85, at Pelham Road and 85, Oak Ridge Apartments. And I had a motorcycle that was out in the parking lot. I might have told you this story, I don't know, but Harry just started going crazy in the house. And the house was probably 200 feet from the parking lot. That's a long way. The parking lot's way out there. So I got up and I started looking out, and I got the flashlight, went out there, and there was a guy sitting on my motorcycle trying to hot wire it and start it and steal it. And when I went running across the parking lot, he threw the bike down. It was a Kawasaki 600. He threw it down, got it all scratched up, but he left. And Harry, I would have never known it. He would have got that bike and left if it wasn't for Harry Dog.
Little dogs usually make the best alert dogs there is, because they're always on the watch for something.
They're kind of neurotic until they wear out. These I've never had Maltese before. I always had Yorkies or Shepherds. These little guys, they've got super, super good hearing. I mean, good as it used to be. But they hear things I don't even hear that turns out to be a delivery person or something like that. That's kind of wonderful having them around, especially when you get older and you can't hear so good.
I agree. They're like I said, they like to alert you to what's coming. Mine was always good for that. She'd get up and you'd see her. She might not bark, but she'd walk around and you knew somebody was out there, or she barked and you knew something was going on. You needed to get up and go look.
Another thing, Maggie, I never had to put a leash on her at all. She never went more than 10 feet away from me. But these guys, they will rip. And first time I let them out and they ran off without me, I learned I had to put the harness on them and put leashes on them. It's about a 30-foot leash, so they can run a long way. But that's the only way to keep them reined in. Where Maggie never did that. She never went more than 10 feet away from me.
My Izzy, she would... When she was younger, you let her out, she was gone. But she'd always come back, you know, 10, 15 minutes, she'd come back. And then she'd stay around the house the rest of the time.
They'd go out and terrorize the neighborhood, and then they'd come back panting and completely wore out. You know, three little dogs terrorizing the neighborhood. But it'd take them a couple hours before they wore out.
Son, he brought home a husky, and that thing, you let her out or let her off the leash or whatever, she was gone, and you know, telling when she's coming back.
Problem with my shepherds, I have one husky, but the rest of them were shepherds when I was growing up, and I never had that problem with them doing that or wanting to run off. They were always really good about sticking close to the house or sticking close to me. But that was back in a time, too, when people really didn't put their dogs on it. People knew that other people had dogs, and they appreciated it because it saves everybody in the neighborhood when they would identify somebody doing something nefarious. But then I guess got to be so many of them, and then there got to be some mean ones out there, and that changed everything. W4DJW.
Up here where I'm at, most everybody got dogs or animals, pets, some kind, and nobody seems to care too much about if one runs around. Nobody's going to intentionally try to hurt it. They might shoo it off or, you know, whatever, but nobody's going to intentionally try to hurt it.
Up there, well, even down here, I see people with their Ring cameras. They post pictures of bears. They're not even a mile away from my house, way down here. Regular visitors of bears down here, so I imagine you got plenty of them up there. But that's what I worry about with little dogs, too. So I don't take them outside near as much as I took Maggie outside, these two, because they're kind of rambunctious. And I don't know, I don't want to have to take a weapon out there with me just in case and shoot a bear. I don't want to do that. So I don't take them outside after dark.
I would take mine out on a leash and after dark, because that's when she'd want to run off for sure, chasing the animals. But went out one night, and there was a bear standing at the end of the walkway, and the bear took off running, and so did Izzy. She went chasing after it because she pulled out of her collar, and that was an interesting night.
Yeah, because, you know, that bear could just turn around one whack of the paw, and it could all be over with.
Well, I don't know, Izzy, she's pretty good about holding her own. I had one of the neighbors over here, they had an aggressive German Shepherd for a little while when they lived there, and it come after my son, and she held her own against that full-grown German Shepherd. She wouldn't, but a little 30-pound mutt. She wouldn't know anything. She's just a mutt. But she held that German Shepherd off till he could get in the house.
And when the kids were little, my shepherds were like that too. They didn't let anything come close to those kids. And they see something come up, and they just stand up on their back legs, you know, and arch their back and point their head down. That meant you knew they were serious. If anything came near the kids, even the goat, when the goat would come over there to get near them, they would stand up and go on guard They protected the kids. But I don't know how they knew that, too, because I never did train them to do that. But I guess that's just natural for them. Anyway, Patrick, I am about to pull in the driveway. Going to get in here and get some supper done and get ready for the net. Catch you on the net tonight. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Tonight, or is Larry calling?
I think I am tonight. I checked earlier this morning. He called last Friday.
Well, if you ever need me to pick it up, don't hesitate to ask.
Well, I appreciate all the covering you did for me while I was unavailable. So I got some catching up to do. So appreciate all that you and Gary did while I was out. Catch you later tonight. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
KO4HKX.